Mark, congratulations. Obvious place to start is that penalty shootout, the winning save. Just talk us through it.
Obviously, I've done a bit of homework before. Mikey Allen, our video guy, has helped us out, and he's actually told me the right way to go for that one. But it does help to do your homework. It's a great feeling, obviously. But I think overall, I think our grit and determination, I think we deserve to win.
It was a good way to win it, you know, saving a penalty from a £12 million striker.
Is that what it costs? Yeah, it's not bad. Obviously, you don't think about that sort of stuff at a time. You just want to keep the ball out in it. Obviously, it's a great feeling when you do save it, but I think it then puts a lot more pressure on Michael Doyle to score, and obviously you cope with that. And I think the standard of our penalties was excellent.
Tell us about the sort of the pressure in that type of situation, because there was 30,000 nearly here. A lot of them were making plenty of noise, and the Sheffield United players are stepping up to take those pens. It's hard to keep your nerve in that situation, isn't it?
It's obviously totally different for a goalkeeper. It must be as an outfield player. You can practice till the cows come home, but it's a total different situation when you're put under pressure like that. As a goalkeeper, you don't really feel that pressure. You just feel that someone's trying to score past you. It's as simple as that for us.
It's been mentioned a couple of times now that you fancy taking one yourself. Where were you on the list to maybe take one tonight?
I'm hoping I was next, to be fair. I wanted to be in the top five, but I do fancy myself, to be fair. I just think it's just... It's another string to your bow.
Yeah. You wouldn't be the first goalkeeper, of course, who's taken a penalty, but is it something like, do you say to the manager before the shootout, hey, Gaffer, you know what, if it comes down to it, I'm going to take one?
Yeah, definitely. We all practice penalties in training and that, especially before cup ties, and I'm no different. I practice taking them as well as trying to save them, so I like to put my foot through the ball. So.
Great scenes at the end as well. I mean, it was great that the fans were right behind that goal. Just talk us through that, and it has been mentioned that it was similar to Fulham last year, and that you never know, perhaps what happened last year with that run and how it helped your league form could happen again.
Yeah, definitely. I think the form that we showed off the back of our cup run last year definitely benefited us in the league, and we went on an unbelievable run. Obviously, we can only hope to emulate that. I think with the cup games, it just shows our grit and determination, and I think we carried that into games last year, and hopefully we can do the same this year. It shows that we can compete against some of the best teams in the country.
Mm. What did the club really want to do with this competition now? Because it's starting to get serious again, isn't it? A bit like the FA Cup last year. You know, a few big guns have gone out. Manchester United have gone out tonight. You've knocked a Premier League team out. You're in round three. Could history repeat? Could we see another cup run here?
Hopefully. We want to win every game, and whether it's a cup game or a league game. We do, it's the old cliche, you take one game at a time, and we're no different. We want to win every game. We approach every game the same, and it is to win.
Mm. Do you feel like the club has got a bit of momentum now? You know, a tough start in the league, but you've won two in a row now, you've won here as well. Has it started to click?
Yeah, I think so. I think the lads, we've got a great camaraderie, and I think tonight showed our team spirit and determination. Like I said, if we can carry that through, it'll be excellent for the league.